Classic Hits 107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. Great to check in with Dave Evans once again with Kiwanis Club of Stratford. Of course, we're chatting about the CJCS Kiwanis Christmas Basket Fund. Dave, it's good to see you. Thanks for dropping in.
Well, thanks for having me.
Now, Dave, as we know, the campaign is well underway for the CJCS Kiwanis Christmas Basket Fund. I've had a few people asking, again, how it works for this year in terms of what the Kiwanis Club is doing. In terms of in the past, it used to be assembling baskets, but how is it working for this year?
Well, this year, unfortunately, there are so many people that we could never assemble that many baskets. We're looking at 1,150 families this year, and there's just no way that we could cope with that number. So what we're doing again this year is gift certificates, and I think with COVID starting to raise its head again, I think that's probably just as well.
Okay, so again, we're looking for monetary donations to help out to purchase these grocery gift cards. And then are you distributing the gift cards, or how does that work?
Actually, they're being distributed through House of Blessing and Salvation Army. And I believe both of them are starting sometime around the end of this week. So now is a good time to start giving.
Yeah, absolutely. And certainly with Stratford House of Blessing, they have released some sobering statistics that we have talked about. They are saying that this year they have already reached a 41% increase in the number of households coming for food assistance and a 25% increase in households requiring food assistance for the first time. So there you go.
Well, I went in there trying to figure out how many cards I'm going to have to buy. I'm glad I was sitting down because I was just staggered at the numbers. I mean, we used to do 650. It's almost doubled to 1,150. I mean, that's just, it's the working poor. Mm-hmm. I mean, the cost of everything going up so much, people are having trouble feeding their families.
Okay, but as a community, we can rally together and help out.
Oh, we certainly can. I mean, Stratford is a generous community. I mean, we've been doing this for 46 years, and we've survived because Stratford has always given enough money that we can meet our goal. And our goal this year, with those big numbers, is $60,000.
Okay. And there, you're looking at roughly $50 gift cards or $75 gift cards, something like
that?
Yeah,
there's some at $75. Most would be at $50. So that just gets them through to get a small meal. Mm-hmm. I mean, going to the grocery store, you know the difficulty these people are having.
Yeah, and we can help out as best we can. So we do have, of course, our GoFundMe page that we've talked about, GoFundMe.com. Just search for CJCS Kiwanis Christmas Basket Fund. We've had lots of people donating there. Of course, you can drop off either cash or check to us here at the radio station, 376 Romeo Street South. Our radiothon is for Friday, December 9th. That's always a big day where we have members of the community dropping by, saying hi, and encouraging all of us to make a donation. But we're also going to be at the hockey games, Dave.
We're going to be at the hockey game November 27th. We'll be there with our buckets. And I also like to remind people on the radiothon, they don't have to come into the radio station. They can phone into the station, and we'll take their donation over the phone and put it through their credit card.
Yeah, nice and easy. Our operators will be standing by.
Yes.
Day, as we've talked about. But again, yeah, we'll be collecting for the CJCS Kiwanis Christmas Basket Fund this coming Sunday, November 27th at the Stratford Warriors game. The game starts at 5, but of course, we'll be there about an hour or so early.
Yes, we'll be there with buckets in hand.
All right. So again, we'll check in, of course, with Dave again, Dave Evans with Kiwanis Club of Stratford. It's certainly a busy time of year, but take some time to make a donation to the CJCS Kiwanis Christmas Basket Fund. We certainly do appreciate it. Dave Evans. Dave, thanks again.
Well, thanks for having me.